Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 1st June 2022. Top stories for today. Malaysia recorded another 1,451 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. According to the Ministry of Health, a total of 7 deaths were reported, of which 3 were declared as brought in dead. MOH also reported a total of 2,071 new recoveries. Deputy Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Minister Dato' Rosol Wahid said the Commission is in its final stage of its investigation into the alleged existence of a cartel that controls the price and production of chicken supplies in the country. According to the Malaysia Competition Commission, several witnesses among breeders and integrators were also called to assist in the investigations. Singapore is bracing to deal with the cuisine and culinary shock as Malaysia has announced a ban on chicken exports starting June 1st, sending the price of Singapore's chicken rice dish surging upwards. While the ban on the export of live chickens is to bolster Malaysia's domestic supplies and hold on price hike, according to Singapore Food Agency, it is affecting import-dependent Singapore, which last year sourced about 34% of its chicken from Malaysia. On the international front, Shanghai ended its 8-week citywide lockdown today, giving free rein to more than 2 million businesses, from corner shops to multinational manufacturers, to resume operations after the city brought down its COVID-19 cases under control. According to the data from its health ministry, new infections fell for the 11th consecutive day, dropping 52% to 15 in the last 24 hours. As heavy rains tore through urban towns in Brazil for a 6th consecutive day, the death toll rose to 106, with at least 10 still missing. According to the National Civil Defense, an alert was in place for the very high possibility of more flooding in Pernambuco, including its capital, Recife. And Myanmar blames terrorists opposed to military rule for a deadly bomb blast at a bus stop in the middle of the country's largest city, Yangon. However, members of an exiled shadow government denied the accusation. The blast that occurred yesterday afternoon killed one person and injured 9 others in a busy district of central Yangon. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit AstroAwani.com for more on these stories.